This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
The fan I'm currently showing Kevin the video of Joakim Noah's dad catching the fish.
It's former tennis player Yannick Noah.
Did you see him take a bite out of the fish?
No.
Oh, it didn't get to that part?
He got right up to the camera and then it cut off.
Okay, I'll have to find that part for you so that you can check that out, because that's how you get real protein in your body.
That's right.
Reggie. I mean, it's eating sushi, dude. Yeah. Come on.
Vegan's bones are basically made of glass.
You eat food all the time. I've never seen you go vegan. Why are you defending the vegans tonight?
Would I have to be a vegan to like defend reason?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's the only way you can do it. But you've been waiting for it. Everybody's been waiting for this moment, right? The last ever masterpiece of the week. Hit the music, Reggie! Tell all your friends the masterpiece of the week is about to go down. We say a lot of crazy crap on this show.
Uh-huh. By the way,
it's not the last one.
Oh, it's not?
I will not allow that to happen.
I thought somebody told me.
Like what? Like the penultimate?
Ooh, that's a great word. I mean, it's next to last.
I thought it meant like really nice pen.
The Penn and Teller ultimate?
Stop it.
Both of them still alive?
Yes.
Okay.
Wow. Did we need to Google that to make sure?
Man, nope.
Reggie knew the answer really quickly.
Did you just recently see him live?
Not live.
Oh, okay.
They've been doing YouTube stuff.
Okay. And you watched the YouTubes?
Why wouldn't I? It's Penn and Teller.
I mean, that's self-explanatory.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. Here we go, guys. The last ever.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Yeah, it's still not correct.
Potentially the last ever.
No, not really.
I mean, more correct.
Piece of the week.
You never know what happens.
All
the
crazy stuff that we say. Let's hear it.
Yeah, you explained it. Let's start with somebody who doesn't typically make these things. It's Brian Broaddus.
You know, and try and say, well, what's it going to cost? You know, why is he going to, you know, what are you going to do? You know,
that kind of stuff.
I don't know, man.
That was a great Mickey impression, dude.
Well, personally, I would choose not to run afoul of Mickey Spagnuolo.
Ah, that's true.
Yeah.
He got all the juice.
But Broaddus is, dude, he's a treasure. He is an absolute gem. Having him on this show is awesome. I love talking to him, man. No matter who he's calling out.
He accepts us.
What do you mean he accepts us?
You can tell sometimes he's like, God, you guys are stupid.
I hate you idiots.
Then there's other times where he's like, oh my God, was that a really good question? What the hell just happened?
I tell you, I'll let you guys behind the scenes here. Every time I call Broaddus, I go, hey, Broaddus. He's like, hey, what's up? And then I ask him, you ready to go on with these jokers? And like, just with the really... Yeah. So.
Oh, no.
He endures
fair.
You guys.
That's
but he
fair.
Keeps showing up, though.
Dude, so. Every time I text him and ask him to come on the show, he just replies, sure, sell. And I'm like, okay.
I know for sure we're not his least favorite show.
And, you know, so that's progress. Good. Yeah, that means something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Text in and I will not tell you who his least favorite show is.
Wait,
is
what?
Is it? White Claw and Walchuk.
Oh, man. Now that show's a treasure.
What? We're calling things too many treasures.
G-Bag?
Right,
I could see that.
Because of Jeff always trying to show him up with his sports knowledge.
He said something about how they keep moving time slots. It was confusing.
Reggie?
Kevin said this.
Oh. He didn't even mention the penis. Oh, man.
Why were you so sad?
I was sad about that.
Couldn't even get the words out right.
Gosh.
You seemed just...
I was so distraught, I couldn't even...
But I was waiting for this moment when you were going to mention...
What's interesting is if you listen back one more time, I trip over some of the words, but I definitely got penis out. Oh, you didn't even mention the penis.
By the way, hello next week's Reggie for what Kevin just said.
Oh, yeah. Whoops.
Crap.
I don't know why people are texting in. I said I'm not going to answer the question.
See, dude, if this was really the last one, that wouldn't be on air next week.
Yes. You know, I was trying to save you. Maybe this should be the last one.
I was trying to save you.
I mean, look, it's inevitable. Whenever Masterpiece of the Week eventually came back, because that's what happens, everything comes back, there'll be a comment of me saying the word penis in some context. It's going to happen. That's what the show is partially about.
From the 817, who is his least favorite show?
I told you I'm not going to answer that, but he definitely has a least favorite show.
Which doesn't mean anything because it's just out of the shows because he likes them all. It's just...
I don't know if I'd say that.
Ooh, right. Intrigue.
I'm just kidding.
What are you doing?
I'm just kidding.
So you didn't necessarily say penis.
Two.
Ding dong in that. That's about Chris Long, right? I hope.
I don't believe so, actually.
Oh, my God.
That's just typical Kevin.
Why would you hope that?
Because if not, that means there's been a multitude of dong subjects coming up from me. And either way, this is a hard realization that I have to scale back on my ding dong talk.
And it's quite a bit of ding dong talk considering this.
I don't care for being naked. That's true, but also I want to mark what you just said, Reggie.
Stop it.
Courtney Cox's chin has
what? Does that have to do with anything?
A lot over
Hold
the
on.
Years.
Is it because I said ding dong and he looked up that and came up with Courtney Cox?
Huh?
That should be fine to say.
Is that how you say?
What?
Is it? It's not plural. It's possessive.
How did we get here?
Is it the plural possessive? Cox's.
Oh my God! I don't.
Courtney Cox's. It's hers. It's her chin. Right? Is mm-hmm. that how you say it?
Mm-hmm.
Is there an apostrophe there?
Yeah,
or?
Apostrophe, yes.
Okay.
Thanks. So people, for some reason, think Z's and X's are
when
possessive.
You put the apostrophe after the S. Is it like Joneses?
Or Cowboys.
Z's.
Yeah, okay. If it's already an S on the end, you don't need S apostrophe S. You can put the apostrophe after the S. So there's your grammar talk for the
grammar education. With the KNC master.
Didn't think you were getting that crap tonight, did you?
Hold on. Why are people texting in now saying, "Oh, if you won't answer that question, what's your least favorite show?" Ooh. I'm not going to say that.
But yes, I will.
I mean,
not,
I have an answer.
I will
but
not tell you how I feel about G-Bag.
I'll tell you what.
What?
I'll tell you what.
I love G-Bag.
What?
Oh, come crap, out. I told you.
Yep. Come out to Hero Sunday night for a Cowboys watch party. If you come out and you ask me, I will answer that question.
He won't be honest about it, though.
Oh, the hell I won't. Only one way to find out.
I guess we'll find out.
Careful.
Yeah, Kevin likes being honest.
I was on Grindr. Oh, come on. The context of that was, it's not like I but I guess the way I phrased it causes me some concern.
From the 972, boo, grammar's for nerds.
That's true. But that was like my life for years and years. Sterling wrote a story on the website, and he sent it to Corey to edit, and Corey sent it to me. And I haven't gotten another story from him since then. I think I kind of shell-shocked him a little bit because, like, I didn't hold back. And I was like, your story's good, but here's, like, 8 paragraphs of things I would change. So
from the 214, just wanted to say I love you guys, and thanks for being alive. Or live.
Yeah.
Thanks for being live.
Uh-huh.
Not much longer, though, guys.
Okay, well, like, we'll still be live, but this is the last 1 o'clock show for, like, 6 months.
Well.
Oh, except maybe, for Peace-a-thon.
Maybe the last one altogether.
Oh, I could see that.
What?
Especially if you keep doing that impersonation.
What are we doing?
Back to you, Reggie.
I mean, since we're talking about schedules.
You get it in spurts. Sometimes big spurts, sometimes little ones, but uh-huh. sometimes you get it in spurts.
That's right.
I do believe I was talking about
the sperm whale.
Offensive production out of certain players.
That's weird. We had in-depth sperm whale conversation off air.
So I was like, is offensive production what the kids are calling it nowadays?
Yeah. Want to go back to your place
offensive.
For some. Yeah.
Speaking of offensive,
I wanted to see what would come out of the gumball hole.
I don't know why Gumball Hole is a funny
All right. name, but it is. Text in right now. Where on the body do you think is the Gumball Hole? Because, like, theoretically, it should be your mouth, but you know everyone's going to text butt. So, that'd be weird.
I want 100 people just texting butt in.
Yeah, I mean, they're gonna. But yeah, like, that was going back to when I ruined my gumball machine because I unscrewed the top of it and I poured water in there because I wanted to see what would come out. And I didn't know, like, the gumball dispenser. So I just said the gumball hole and this weird blue liquid came out. Well, I guess it was just colored water. It wasn't weird. And it stained the carpet because I didn't put a towel down. And
yeah,
I
that's
was
going to be next week.
I got in a lot of trouble. Mm-hmm. A lot of trouble. The 214, you guys are awesome and nothing like grabbing some Whataburger while listening to my homies. Yeah, and you'll probably be here for the rest of the show if you're at Whataburger.
At this
That's
time
true.
Of night.
On a Friday?
Yeah.
Or on all the high school kids
on
is there?
Any day?
Yeah, but particularly on a Friday because yeah. that's the spot after
Man,
the high school football game.
I know.
Game.
When we used to finish the show on Fridays when I lived on the north side of Garland, like kind of over towards Berkner and things like that by the Super Target, I always wanted Whataburger on Friday nights. But that was the hangout for the Berkner kids. I was like, damn it.
Did you just say
like
Whataburger?
Eight. Yeah.
I mean, people kind of do that. You have to allow
you
for that.
You never say Whataburger?
It's Whataburger.
I never call it that.
Is this why?
But this is my universe, and I'm running it. Yeah. I'll banish who I want and say Whataburger how I like.
It's not Whataburger.
It's Whataburger.
Yeah, that's how I say it.
Water, there's no, but it's not there.
You don't want a Whataburger. You want a Whataburger.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really want any burgers from that place, but
what?
Their breakfast food is good, so their milkshakes, the rest, mediocre at best.
What is wrong with you?
I said it, and they're the slowest fast food place in the world.
Kevin doesn't have working taste buds, so it's okay.
Whataburger.
Kevin's at this.
Oh.
No, I learn about many things I'm not interested in.
Just that, the defiance.
That's
in it.
True.
Like what?
Like Whataburger. 817, crappy day at work, but thankful for KNC for making it go away.
Until you said that Whataburger crap.
Look, man, we can disagree and still be friends. That's the magic of this show.
No, we can't.
Yeah, I'm out.
Okay.
Corey said a thing.
He loves D's juice. That's one of his favorite juices. It is. It's not D's. I looked it up. It's D juice. So oh it's a God. And it's a juice.
That's worse.
It's a juice place that Drew Brees goes to. And I guess it's in New Orleans, but it's just called D Juice. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what the D stands for.
Oh yes, you do.
Delicious.
Maybe it's vitamins. Maybe they're vitamin D.
Uh huh.
Or maybe it's just D Juice, as in the juice.
Take your vitamin.
Or it's owned by some dude named Daryl.
Or maybe Drew Brees doesn't invite his wife when he goes there.
Maybe it stands for Drew.
Maybe it's...
Oh, ew, he's drinking Drew juice? Gross! That's my percentage question. What percentage of...
No!
Okay.
No!
Okay.
No! Off air.
Gotcha.
What else should have stayed off air?
Then...
Yeah, you just strap that thing on and then sit down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Play that again. I think mine is a question noise, not an agreement noise.
Colby's was an agreement,
though. I know. Play that again.
Then
yeah, you just strap that thing on and then sit down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it didn't sound like a question. It sounded like interested in what you're talking
maybe.
About.
Maybe. Could be inquisitory and interested all at once. We've established. I think that's my favorite so far.
I mean, don't get ahead of yourself. Corey also said this.
No, don't break that. What?
Okay. Sure. Don't break that.
Still talking about that previous one, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Can you break that? Okay, never mind. I have like a really intricate question that I feel like will definitely get us kicked off the air, so never mind.
Off-air question?
Yeah.
We've got a lot of
one of those elevator questions?
Oh, yes.
If anybody wants to know, in the studio in between segments is always fun, but the best stuff happens in the elevator. The best topics, the most off the cuff. We really should video or figure out how to do
maybe
podcasts.
Maybe we should not. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
It's the best stuff.
Well, because it's at that point that we all realize, like, we're not going to see each other for at least 18 hours, give or take, and sometimes longer, and you want to, like, get in all the rest of the stuff because it's not the same when you text her or whatever.
I agree.
And finally.
What the hell was I referencing that we have?
No idea.
I don't know, but the traveling high voice that was just like, yeah.
It started high, too. It's not like it was low and then went high. It was already high and went higher.
Man.
It just kept getting higher.
All right, well, I have a feeling this is not going to go the way I want it to, but I am going to vote for Corey and his discussion about, you know, the things that you might add on and sit.
Then
you just strap that thing on and then sit down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But what were we talking about? That's what I'm
concerned.
No,
do
we
need to play it again?
We
like,
talking
if you're not
about
sure,
a
what are
sex
we talking
toy.
About? Play it again.
Then
you just strap that thing on and then sit down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'll give you a hint.
Marital aid?
No. You notice at the very beginning of that, Colby is talking. Does that help at all?
It's a food thing?
No. Colby was talking in One More Thing about a portable seat.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Oh, the
seat,
little legs
the,
pop
the,
down?
Yeah, the chair that you put on your butt.
And thus...
Then
you just strap that thing on and then sit down.
Yeah, you have,
yeah.
It's got this little belt that you strap on and then you just sit down.
Sweet Jesus.
It's a chair, Kevin.
I mean, some of those are.
Wow. Reggie.
What was that wrong? Was that inaccurate?
You took it too far.
Oh, my
sure.
God.
I took it too far.
I want to vote
just like
for,
always, Reggie.
I want to vote for any of Kevin's penis dong montage.
Yeah, that was
okay,
mine.
Mark what he just said, too, and cut off the last part of it, and it makes like it sounds like he's voting for my manhood.
Two.
There's a ding-dong in that.
I wanted the... you didn't even mention...
Mention the penis.
That one. That's... Play that one again. I just...
Oh. He didn't even mention the penis. I'm so sad.
The simple fact... That you like were so upset.
I was
that it wasn't brought up.
Yeah. And also, wait, no, that's not it. I just remembered the one that I thought was the funniest.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
It was Kevin's date app that he really liked.
Oh, I was on Grindr. Hold on, is this just turning into a let's replay everything Kevin said?
Yeah, pretty much. And I'm actually going to. Do something that's really unfair because I saved my candidate to not be played until I voted for it.
What?
Yep. Because I can do that because I control these things. Kevin said this.
Do you think you can kill things with your face?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Hold on.
I'm changing my vote.
I like how quick and how confident both Corey and Colby are in reply to that. Let's play that at least one more time. They are sure. Do you think you can kill things with your face?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Wow.
I changed my vote. I changed my vote. No matter how much Kevin talks about dong, I want to hear that over and over.
All right. So, do you think you can kill things with your face?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
The confidence you gentlemen brought to that was absolutely tremendous.
That's
Kevin,
great.
Aren't you happy that we didn't even bring up the fact that you were talking about gumball holes?
Hold on. Do you have that?
Come on. I wanted to see what would come out of the gumball hole. Like, that would be weird if that's what came out. Never mind.
What?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.